In the new Netflix film Horse Girl, Alison Brie stars as Sarah, a horse-loving young woman who sells fabric in a craft store. She takes Zumba, binge-watches her favorite TV show, and her roommate tries to get her to date.
Hey, Brian's new roommate is single. Maybe we could all go out sometime?
Maybe.
All right. Have fun.
You too.
It all seems very ordinary, but then Sarah's life takes an eerie turn. She experiences time loss, has dreams of being taken into a mysterious white room, and bruises on her body that she can't explain. Though Sarah has a theory.
I'm like being taken. I'm like being abducted by aliens. And like, I think that they're cloning me.
Could Sarah have been abducted by aliens? Or could her experience be connected to her family history of mental illness? Horse Girl is now available via streaming, and Alison Brie is not only the star, she also co-wrote the script, and she joins me now to talk more about it. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Alison, can we talk first about the title Horse Girl? Would you explain for listeners who don't know, what is a horse girl?
Sure. I would be so surprised if people really didn't know. I think most people probably have met a horse girl in their lives. It's an archetype, I guess, that existed when we were in middle school or high school. To me, a horse girl is someone who sort of existed on the outskirts of social society at school. Not to say that she didn't have friends, but she had this extracurricular hobby that took a lot of time. I think horse girls had a bit of mystery to them, and they were very confident. They sort of didn't seem to care what was going on at school because they had this other interest that was such a big part of their lives. But they weren't exactly, you wouldn't say they were like cool, but they weren't exactly nerdy. There was sort of an ethereal quality. They had great posture.
Well, great posture for obvious reasons. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, to us, the horse girl quality for Sarah, it's we wanted to look at a horse girl where we're picking up later in her life when she's sort of no longer a horse girl. The horse is no longer hers, and she really can't ride the horse anymore. And she's disconnected from the happiest time in her life and sort of moments when she felt like everything was good and that she was okay and really stable.
Yeah. This film combines so many elements. There is this horse girl archetype. There's also alien abduction and cloning, which sounds like an episode of The X-Files. And then there is this history of mental illness. Sarah's mother had depression. Her grandmother was committed to a mental institution. What made you want to combine all of these elements into one film?
Well, the jumping off point was my own family's history with mental illness. Similarly to Sarah, my grandmother had paranoid schizophrenia. My mother lives with depression. And yeah, I've lived my life with this knowledge of mental illness in my bloodline and a fair amount of fear about if and when that would sort of come out in my lifetime. So that was really the jumping off point. And then, you know, my grandmother's paranoia was not quite as supernatural. She didn't really have alien theories. She had other conspiracy theories about the government and her doctors and other people who she thought were tapping, you know, the phone lines and bugging her house, which of course was not the case. But I sort of wanted to take it into this direction of being a bit more in the sci-fi genre. And maybe that's just because I haven't worked much in that genre. And I was kind of interested in just doing a movie that kind of existed more in the sci-fi thriller space.
Yeah. You know, you bring up the point about fears when mental illness is in your genes. Can you talk a little bit more about that fear and how it actually plays out as you grow and you start to think about building your own family, just all of that that comes across for you when you have this history within your family?
Yeah, well, it's just something when you have that knowledge of it in your family that is it's prevalent all the time. I've certainly experienced bouts of depression that have been very scary and seemingly never ending and have felt very helpless. And in those instances, it felt very unfair to me that because of my DNA or certain brain chemistry, things were happening. You know, depression is not necessarily linked to something horrible happening in your life. It can kind of, in my experience, it's been able to appear at any moment. That's not something that I'm deciding. It's so far out of my control. And that is terrifying. When I would think about myself, I would think, what if something started happening? What if I had some strange experience and I didn't have the power to know if I could trust my own mind? Like to be at odds with one's own mind is just a terrifying prospect.
Yeah, this film certainly puts us there. It puts us in Sarah's shoes in many ways because we're seeing the world based on her viewpoint. And so we get a taste of that. And, you know, it also crossed my mind, and I know I'm not alone in this, this idea that maybe mentally ill people are actually seeing reality and we are the ones who are not. And this film does not come to a decision on that, on whether Sarah is experiencing a psychotic break or if she's really being abducted by aliens. And that was very intentional, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. I've been really enjoying reading all of the different theories about what's going on at the end of the movie. And so that's been really fun. But our main intention was, as you said, just to put the audience in Sarah's shoes. It's a really subjective movie. We didn't want people to be on the outside of her experience. We didn't want to leave room for people to be judging her. You know, even though some of the characters in the movie seem to judge her or have a certain skepticism about what she's talking about, we wanted the audience to be along for the ride, experiencing that terror of not knowing what's real and what's not real until the very end.
Yeah. I know you're in the thick of this project. It's just recently come out and is streaming. But is this a topic that you want to delve more into as you deepen your work and create?
I don't know. This movie has been so cathartic for me because the subject matter is so personal. It's a subject matter that I've wanted to write something about my whole life. I've always had a fascination with my grandmother and her mental illness and how it affected the whole family in different ways. And so I kind of feel like I've explored that now. You know, this piece is my opus on that, and it is my artistic expression about my own personal fears of that nature. So I don't know that it's a topic that I'm pursuing outside of this film, but it's been incredibly gratifying to make this film and also to speak to so many people who have seen the movie, who have mental illness in their family, and to hear about how much the movie resonated with them.
Do you hope that this opens a pathway for deeper discussion about mental illness?
Absolutely. I think that was not necessarily our intention when writing it. You know, we didn't set out to make a mental illness movie point blank. You know, it was something that was born out of, again, this personal connection that I have to this personal fear, and then a real abstraction from that. You know, we sort of really took a lot of artistic license with how we wanted to tell the story, but most importantly, you know, putting the audience in the character's situation. And it's astonishing to me, even learning how many people, it's overwhelming the amount of people who have mental illness in their family or who experience mental illness. It's made me realize even how it's not talked about enough, how there continues to be a stigma about things even as common as depression. So I it wasn't really our initial intention, but I've just been so excited by the reaction and I guess really grateful that it broke open this larger conversation. And I definitely think it's something that should be talked about more.
Allison Brie co-wrote and stars in the new Netflix film, Horse Girl. Allison, thank you so much for your work.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking to me.
Horse Girl is available on Netflix.